Welcome back to episode 5 of the Panducto Corncast. Here we are.
Yes.
So.
We're breaking the rules this week.
We are breaking the rules.
We're breaking them.
Who? Just me?
I'm just a fucking witness.
You're just a passenger.
I'm just a passenger.
Frankly.
On this crazy train.
We are breaking the rules this week. We've amended the rules. Because basically, Jamie was unhappy with all of my movie choices because it turns out that all of my favorite movies that are good, he has seen. And so we were left with me having to show him movies that he truly disliked, and I'm putting it mildly.
You are putting
being
it mildly.
Diplomatic.
I appreciate the mildness of that statement.
I feel that maybe he could have had more of an open mind, but that's just how I feel.
Was it open enough sitting there and enduring it?
No. I'm glad you asked. The answer is no.
Glad we cleared that up.
So
I had a fucking open mind, baby, but when I'm showing you fucking straight up bangers and you're showing me teen movies,
I think that they are bangers.
Contextually in your life you enjoyed, but nobody would sit here and say that She's All That was a good movie objectively.
Yes, they would.
Not even fucking
I've said
close
that.
To
I've said it
movie.
Out loud probably at least 10 times. Okay, and
in
that's
your life,
just
you feel like it 10 times.
Yeah,
you talk,
just
you
out
just
loud.
Look someone in the face, and we're like, apropos of nothing.
She's All That.
She's All That is a legitimately good movie, and it will go down in the annals of history as something that people respect.
I don't think I said that second part. I don't, you know.
You implied it.
But it was implied. I think that when I die.
I think. That's what you just said.
Not taking the bait.
I think.
Not going to take the bait. I think that when I die, I'm going to go to heaven because heaven's definitely real. And they're going to be like, so what do you want to see from your life? And I'm going to be like, show me every time I said out loud that She's All That is a good movie. And it's just going to be me with like different haircuts, different phases of my life.
You only get one compilation.
Yeah, you get one compilation. That's what happens in heaven. Is you get to go.
Are like, show me all the best sex I had.
Sure. So, what compilation are you going to ask for when you, if you go to heaven?
How many times did Emily cross me?
You're going to look at a compilation of every time I crossed you.
Yep. And they're going to be like, oh, this was a bad one.
They're going to be like...
Computer.
They're going to be like, Thomas spent years on this compilation. It was painstaking for him.
He barely made it through the She's All That phase.
The phase, yeah. I crossed you a lot during that.
So explain what we're doing.
Well, no,
we're
doing our little intro. There's more.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Explain what we're doing.
Oh, so fine. So we've amended the rules, and basically I'm going to show Jamie movies that are some of my favorite movies, and even if he has seen them.
Which I have in this case.
So in this case, you have seen this movie. But before we get to the movie, how are you doing, sweetie? What's new in your life?
I'm fine. Nothing to report. I got a virtual reality thing.
Yep, that's the phase that we're at in quarantine, is that Jamie bought another set of virtual reality video games systems?
Sort of. I got an Oculus Quest. I got two of them. You're going to be rocking one soon, too.
Jamie, I don't video games.
We're adults. Of course we don't like video games.
Lots of adults like video games. Well, a lot of our listeners probably love video games.
I used to love video games. But this is virtual reality. It's a little bit different. So we're going to get in there and we're going to just see what happens.
Yeah.
To this other world, because it's got to be better than living under Trump in America.
Yeah. You're going to be like, I feel like I'm constantly trying to reference this movie and I always forget, but it's Jim Carrey in the Batman movie where he dissociates so much that he becomes a villain. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What the fuck? Batman Forever or something? I don't know.
When he's the
he's
Riddler.
He's the only in one, but yeah, he's the one he's
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but he starts off as like this video game...
Really?
Okay, This was killing me, so I looked it up on the Batman Forever Wikipedia, and what actually happens is that Jim Carrey plays Edward Nygma, a researcher at Wayne Enterprises who develops a device that can beam television into a person's brain, but then one thing leads to another and he becomes the Riddler. So the reference sort of makes sense, I think.
I just remember it being terrible, so I don't remember. I don't consider that to be one of the better Batman films. Anyway.
You're going to be like the Riddler.
No, I'm going to be like the Lawnmower Man.
Okay, well, that's another movie we have to watch, I guess.
We could actually watch that one, but I know for a fact that that movie has not held up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's terrible. And when I was a kid, I did like that movie.
You were like, I'm going to mow lawns. I'm going to be just like him. I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know.
Anyway. Yeah, so I got virtual. We're going virtual up in this bitch.
Okay, let's get to this movie.
What made today, you pick this one?
Okay, so we're watching The Ring, and I'm picking this movie because it's a seminal movie in my life. I watched it for the first time when I was 16, at my then boyfriend's house, and I remember watching it. It was the scariest movie I had ever seen when I saw it, and I went home that night and I was so terrified, and I couldn't, like, I had a little TV in my room, which was, it was like a tiny little TV that had a VHS player right
in
the
TV.
It was like a little white
one.
TV.
Yeah, I don't know if it was white, I think mine was gray, but it was basically the smallest TV.
Yeah, it was really small.
And
even across, like, watching it across my bedroom was like,
I loved mine.
Well, I mean, I loved
little,
it.
It had the little all-in-one, right?
With
the VHS. Oh,
yes,
man,
the VHS player, right.
You could plug Nintendo into the back of mine.
Well, I didn't have a Nintendo.
You didn't have
Nintendo? We had one in the living room, but I didn't have my own personal Nintendo. I wasn't fucking a prince like you.
Just a little prince with his own little Nintendo.
But anyway, we watched this movie. Me and my boyfriend went home, had to sleep in my mom's bed that night. I was so scared. And for actual, I mean, at 2 months afterwards, I had to sleep with my door open and my mom's door open because I was so scared. I don't know why, because it's not like I actually thought a girl was going to come out of my TV.
Well, you're not. Now you're spoiling it. First of all, spoiler alert.
Okay, you're right.
It's only been 18 years since this movie's been out.
What is that? What year did
2002.
This?
2002.
Okay.
We are watching The Ring, which I saw. This is a seminal Little Girls Can Be Creepy Too movie. You know,
yeah.
This set off like about a decade of movies that the whole scary thing was just a little girl.
Yeah, Ringu was the original.
Right.
And Naomi Watts is in it. Oh, and what's his name? Brian...
Eno. Hey, it's Brian Eno.
Brian Cox. It's Brian Eno. Yep, the famous Shakespearean actor who's on Succession now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so without further ado, we're going to watch The Ring.
Or I do.
Okay, sorry, there was further ado. Okay, let's try not to make too much... too much cookie noise.
The fucking cookies are incredible.
Yeah. I know. I made our problematic Queen Allison Romans...
I don't know who she is.
...chocolate chip shortbread cookies, and they have salt on top and, like, sugar on the side, and...
Who is she?
She is a cookbook author, recipe maven, and she was in some hot water today because she did an interview where she shit on Chrissy Teigen and Marie Kondo.
Wow.
At this point, this story is old news, so if you're interested, you can Google it. All right, let's watch The Ring.
All right.
Mmm.
Press play, do it. Oh, that's me.
Oh God, I'm scared.
I hate television. Any idea how many electro rays are traveling through her head every second?
I got a better one.
Have you heard about this videotape that kills you when you watch it?
What kind of tape?
A tape.
Bet you know what kind of tape.
I don't know. You start to play it, and it's like somebody's nightmare. And as soon as it's over, your phone rings. Someone knows you've watched it. And what they say is, you will die in 7 days.
There's so many moving parts to this.
This is so mean.
What do you mean?
Like, you get the call.
Oh, yeah. It's
7 days later.
It's a highly orchestrated operation.
So you're pretty much fine, though, if you don't have a TV, right?
Yeah, I don't know how she gets you if you don't have a TV. She's got to get creative.
She's like, look, everyone has a TV. And they were like, listen, pick your method.
She doesn't attack poor people.
And she was in hell. And they were like, pick your method as to how you're going to kill people. But make it good. Make it interesting.
She's like, okay, TVs are ubiquitous. Ooh. Oh, God. She's going into the fridge before she kills her.
I love how they keep doing the jump, like the, this is the jump cut. This is the scare cut.
Oh, God. I've seen this movie now so many times, and it still scares me.
Really?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit.
Sweetie.
Yeah, it's such a weird premise. Like, so many things have to go into killing.
It's like, okay, so there's got to be a TV, okay. A,
look,
and B.
I'm going to drip a little bit of water in the
There's
going
to be a lot of water.
Combine television, the sea, phones, and a week.
I just imagine her giving like a PowerPoint presentation in hell. She's like, okay, I know this seems complicated, but I've laid it out here very clearly, okay? Time plus telephone plus TV.
Plus well, water, TV. Okay, I'm thinking about...
And then what does it all fit inside of? A ring.
And the Satan's like, wouldn't you rather just kill them with an axe or something?
They're like, okay, hear me out. What if we just eliminate one of these factors? What if you just do it?
No deal, Satan. You said pick, I'm picking. I'm checking off everything on this fucking list.
He's okay. Like, you drive a hard bargain.
Okay, I don't really see it, but I guess it's creepy.
Do you have a moment, Miss Keller? Sure.
Also, hot single mom with a creepy little kid. Check.
What if you don't have a TV? Shut the fuck up, Satan.
Miss Keller.
Rachel.
I'd like to show you something.
Have you ever seen your child draw horrific demonic drawings? Because I just happen to have a giant folder of them.
Also, for his age, I feel like those drawings should be better, right?
Miss Keller, I'm bothered by these drawings. He'll be okay.
Listen, only black character in this whole movie. I think I know my son, and he's creepy and weird, and that's fine with me.
Aiden drew these last
week. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, and the kid calls her Rachel. Ugh. Honestly, let the fucking ring take him. You know what I'm saying? Just be done with the whole thing.
Da ring?
This whole movie is so blue.
It's very blue and rainy.
Yes.
Can you read something? I'm kind of tired.
I'm kind of tired.
So you know where you're going today? No.
What if you had a kid who was like this?
But I know you don't have to.
Just smother them with a pillow?
Just Rachel.
I hope you have a good movie. I'll be seeing you in the next scene. Rachel, what do horses, a well, a telephone, a television, 1 week, and water have in common, mommy, Rachel? He looks like Damien, actually, from The Omen.
He does look like Damien.
Kind of dressed like him,
anyway. Yeah, yeah. Just needs a little hat.
You all right, Dave?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm fine.
Yeah, fine.
Oh.
Who are you?
Ugh.
To catch you up, the girl who died at the beginning of the movie from watching the tape, Katie, was the niece of Rachel, Naomi Watts' character. And now Rachel and her son Aiden are at Katie's funeral.
I found 4 hours on the internet and I couldn't find one single case of a 16-year-old girl's heart just stopping.
And also her face looking so fucked up.
Could tell me exactly what happened to my daughter. What you do, isn't it? Ask questions.
It's true. I am a question asker.
I saw her face.
Oh, God. So how is Samara Morgan getting to all these different people's houses, huh? That's something you got to think about.
When she comes out of the TV, does she go back into the TV afterwards?
Right. Good question. No one's ever still alive and able to see.
No one's ever asked that question.
No one lives to see her go back into the TV and be like, well, all
right. Right, where she's just like...
She kind of slowly backs.
Guess,
like that SpongeBob meme. Do you know the one?
Mm-hmm. Baby, you know nothing happens for like an hour, right?
I know. I don't know if that's totally true.
Aiden, what are you doing in here?
Just creepily staring at a TV, Mother.
We shouldn't be in a room. It's not a room anymore.
Bitch.
Well, okay. Technically, little asshole.
I'm blue, abba-dee-abba-da. Remember that song?
What is it?
I'm blue, abba-dee-abba-da, abba-dee-abba-da. Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pictures right before they looked at the tape. And then, all their faces are weird.
She was like, one more thing, Satan. I want to fuck with their faces. Only in photographs.
It's because that's how their faces look if you were looking at them from in a well. That's why they look like that.
Really?
Yes. Like it looks like you're underwater looking at them.
No, I get it.
Because wells have water.
Hmm.
Yeah. Which is something I didn't know until I saw this movie.
At the funeral, Rachel talks to one of Katie's friends who tells her about the tape that kills you. And then she also develops a roll of pictures of Katie and her friends at the Shelter Mountain Inn. So naturally, she goes there to the cabin they stayed in and finds the tape.
That tree? You notice that tree?
I did notice that tree.
Yeah, so you're going to want to remember that tree. That's part of it too.
Yeah, I know. I should probably watch this videotape.
Oh, and then there's that pesky well.
And then they get the phone call and it's like, Hello, did you just watch a tape?
Yep.
Phase two, the phone call. Seven days, it takes me a while to get to wherever you are, but it's usually about 7 days.
But that's the ring promise. We'll be there in 7 days.
After watching the tape at the motel, Rachel goes to see her baby daddy, Noah, to help unravel the mystery.
I thought you said this was about a tape.
It's about a camera, a tape, a telephone, a well.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Some horses,
no,
an old couple.
I know more about it first.
No.
What the fuck?
It's kind of like It Follows. It's like you have to give it to somebody
right,
else.
Right, but that's that. I thought that happened later.
Well, they don't figure it out till later.
But he already watched it.
Right. And see, and that woman's got a TV in her house. It's a commentary on the ubiquity.
Mm-hmm.
Of TV and how we're all gonna die in 7 days if we keep watching it.
That's true. Unless you don't have a phone.
7 days. Make sure that you're by a TV. Okay.
Yeah.
And a phone.
Do you have a TV and a phone?
No credits. It's a very student film.
It is kind of student film.
Oh, shit, it's a lot scary at night. You get that?
I think it's for you. Hi, can I speak to Charlie? That was a message.
Yeah.
Hey, I guess give me a call back. Just calling about the 7 days thing. Just a reminder, okay? Now remember, you need an active phone line and a television. I'll be in the well.
Oh, that's what it is. think it's that you have to make a copy.
What? So specific.
Okay, so this is day two. You're going to start to, maybe experience a couple light symptoms of having seen the tape.
What are you thinking? I'm thinking, this is the part where I say your flake never finishes anything. And you say, I'm an obsessive bitch, needs to lighten up. Then I storm out, all pissed off, kicking myself for ever thinking that you could just grow up.
Damn. Well, he won't grow up because he's going to die in 7 days, so.
So why don't we just cut to that part right now and save ourselves a lot of grief?
What are we watching, home movies or something?
I'd really rather watch it alone. Really.
Whatever.
I like that a part of it is that everybody's offended that she doesn't want to show them the tape. You know, because the ring is about community. It's about sharing.
Apparently not.
A lighthouse. Okay, so that's part of it too.
Shit.
Day motherfucking four, yeah. Motherfucking ring time in 4 days, yeah.
Every other day you counted down has been less important than the fourth day.
Looking at a book about lighthouses to try to find the one from your crazy tape, yeah.
Went to the library and now you're investigating lighthouses. Randomly looking at houses of lights. God, this is
the motherfucking lighthouse. It. Even though they all look exactly the same. There's the lady from my tape. I saw this lady on the tape that's gonna kill me.
She's just printing lots of stuff out. She's just constantly
a lot of printing in those days. Investigative work is all about printing.
Something or other island. It's like, that's all she does. She looks at stuff, prints it out, and then she goes, she just names the object.
That's what fucking reporting is.
Horses.
Oh my god. Mysterious sickness strikes Morgan Ranch horses.
More printing and copying, yeah.
Articles about a horse.
Now we're doing some circling.
Why does she just keep saying the words?
Because it's a movie, and that's how the audience finds out. Ruh-roh, turns out you can't write anymore and you just scratch faces. That's part of it too.
And here's where Rachel pulls a whole bunch of really long, gross hair out of her throat.
Ugh, so gnarly. Oh yeah, so Satan, another part of it is that I'm gonna sort of dread up my hair. Yeah. And then
what do you wanna do with your hair?
And then I'm gonna fill your phone with water. There's a lot of factors.
I just picture her like in a control room, like, okay, now fill the phone with water. Go. Go, goddammit.
Okay, then I'm there and I cover my face. And then I show her stuff.
And here is where Rachel's son, Aiden, watches the tape.
Because it's a tape that you have in our fucking house.
Where is she, Rachel?
You wish she was around more?
No. You want to be around more?
Rachel and I...
No. Mom's holding that tape.
Okay, kid, look.
The thing is,
Being super direct isn't like the cutest thing.
Maybe it's because of my arms.
Listen, when you're good looking, you can't have kids that are weird like you.
And now we see Rachel boarding a ferry to go to the island where the lighthouse from the tape is. I'm sure it's going to go well for her.
I give you this picture in the rain. They're both so hot.
They're both very hot. And only one of them is going to make it out alive.
And that's, you know, what you get for being hot. It's the price you pay. And I should know.
That's the price I pay. Looks like you're about to encounter a little case of horse madness.
No. Why don't you leave that motherfucking horse alone? They actually had to kill 5 horses just to get this shot.
It was worth every moment.
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Yeah. Almost, fucked up.
Almost cleared it. Oh.
Oh. That's so fucked up.
Can you see the records for a patient named Anna Mellon?
Are you a relative?
No.
But I'm sorry, handsome?
Sir. I'm just handsome, so I just...
I figured I could just ask.
She's been dead 24 years. I don't think she'll mind. I've seen her before. I've been up there. Nice try.
The
record rooms are downstairs, guy.
Fell for it, huh? The old handsome trick.
Jerk off just trying to protect people's medical records.
I just said I needed the medical records. I don't understand. You're looking into my eyes, right? These liquid pools of beautiful blue.
Let the record show Jamie farted.
Just farted and that's a fucking fact. She knows it.
Shh, babe, I'm doing a podcast, so Jamie farted.
While on the island, Rachel goes to speak to Richard Morgan, who, it turns out, had a mysterious adopted daughter that nobody knows where she is now.
What is it with reporters? You take one person's tragedy and force the world to experience.
Damn. She's like, fuck, can I pee really quick before I go? I kind of...
What's your Wi-Fi? Sweetie. Pause it.
What's up?
You know what's about to happen, right?
What?
Intermission.
Sweetie, no.
I'm falling asleep.
Oh, my God.
You know how we do this.
I was really hoping we could just make it through a movie.
I know, but I'm fucking sleepy, man.
All right, fine. Intermission time. And we're back, baby.
We're back.
We're back from intermission.
All right, let's do this.
Well, wait. Hold on. Pause.
What?
So we're back from intermission. Okay.
We don't have to do an intro.
A little bit of it. I like to, you know, just check back in with everybody. And just let them know that hey, we're back from intermission and, you know, stuff has happened, but we're back to watch
so
this.
So all that fuck shit that you guys have been doing while we were gone is over.
It's over now. It's time to listen back into the movie. So yeah, we're watching The Ring. I did a bunch of research on it actually last night before bed.
Turns out it's a true story.
Turns out it's a movie that they made. No, but one of the funny things about it, or sorry, one of the interesting facts that I learned about it was that Chris Cooper, the actor Chris Cooper, was cut out of this movie because he was in a scene early on and then he was in a scene at the end of the movie. And I guess audiences found it confusing that there was a recognizable actor in the movie. And then he disappears. Oh God, she's going to pull the mic out. Okay. And she did. Okay, but yes, people found it confusing that there was a recognizable actor, and then he disappears for the whole movie. They're like, what? Where's Chris Cooper? So
he's in the fucking well.
Oh, she's drinking my wine. Okay, great. So
she's drinking your wine?
Yeah, she just stuck her tongue inside of my wine.
And then she's like, all right, I'm out. I had a nightcap. I'm going to pass out on this couch over here.
Oh, God. All right, I'm still going to drink it. Fuck. I mean, it's wine, right? It cleans itself. Yeah, all right.
I hadn't heard that.
No, I think it's true. The Italians say that. Amore. All right, well, whatever. I don't know.
No, that is interesting. Should we do this, though?
I also looked up that actor, the male lead in this movie, and it turns out he's a big New Zealandish actor. He's from New Zealand. So.
Pretty boy. Didn't really make it too far over here.
Well, yeah, no, not over here.
Too pretty for America.
Yep. Okay.
All right, let's do it.
None of that was worth me talking that long.
Sure it was.
Okay. When we left off, she had a picture. Oh, God, that's way too loud.
That was unnecessarily loud. Okay.
Oh, I see. So her son drew a picture of the house that she's at. The house where Brian Cox is. And there's a little girl with her face scratched out. Okay, and her hot ex-husband is looking at stuff in this records department. And I'm going to drink this dog wine now.
Aiden, why did you draw that house?
She drove me here.
Who?
Who told you to?
Why are you acting like I know what you're talking about?
The little girl.
The little girl, duh.
Little girl, of course.
She lives in your dark place now. She lives in a dark place now.
I need you to focus for a second and not be weird.
Cal, your body's about outlived its warranty, you know.
You ain't exactly the catch of the day.
Oh, let's see you catch one better.
Love this old person banter.
Dr. Grasnick?
I think he was here before me.
Darby? Darby's always here.
Who, Darby? We're just letting him sit here until he dies.
He's my son, the boy. Come over on the ferry, did you?
He just works on this thing.
We've been through a lot of hard years out here. Mean winters, small halls, no fish.
Blonde reporters.
And that was long before the horses. See, when you live on an island, you catch a cold. It's everybody's cold.
No offense, ma'am, but what the hell does that mean?
It means ever since that girl's been gone, things have been better.
No offense, ma'am, but what does that mean?
Well, I think I was pretty clear. I've got a cold, and now you've got it, too.
Yep, Richard Morgan, that's me.
No.
Mr. Morgan?
Do you remember what happens in this scene?
Nah. Is it funny?
It is funny.
Does he try and kill her?
No. It's not even that scary. I'm just talking over it because I'm scared. But I've seen the movie a lot.
I'm scared.
I know he's going to come out.
He's going to be like, what are you doing? Want to throw another log on?
I have my mic attached.
So do I.
All right. Pause it. Feel free to talk.
Now that Emily's walking over there, I gotta talk to you guys. I think that Emily's trying to kill me.
What?
What's that? Oh, nothing. I'm just...
Hey, I'm just across the room. I can see you. Might as well just bring a bottle of wine over. Pour some more dog wine.
Not some more wine, dog. Oh my god, my fucking eyes. I don't know how.
What's wrong with your eyes? I'm the one that has to look at you. Oh!
Hey!
Okay, sorry, go up. What?
Can't follow that.
What happened in that scary scene before is that Rachel snuck into Richard Morgan's house and watched a tape that he had of his adopted daughter in a mental institution. And then, because duh, he finds her watching the tape and proceeds to electrocute himself in his bathtub. And then Noah shows up somehow, and now they are breaking into the Morgan's barn, even though they should probably call the cops.
Oh. Sure, this dude just died. But yeah, definitely go into his barn.
How hard it is to break a chain, too. Like, people are just break chains really easily in movies.
Yeah. And try breaking chains metaphorically. I mean, that's even harder.
It's much harder.
The motherfucking ladder.
Everybody's looking for the ladder.
Oh, sweetie, we should have played a drinking game where you have to drink every time you see one of the images from the tape. Okay, I'm gonna take a drink for ladder.
That has gotta be the longest ladder ever.
It's pretty long, pretty tall ladder.
That's a pretty shitty bedroom.
He kept her here. Her mother was going crazy. Morgan blamed the child. So he kept her here.
I mean, it was her fault.
And this thing has just been perpetually moving.
Oh, we've got the chair. I'm going to take another drink.
Rachel. There's something in here.
Oh, right. It's the tree.
Oh, it's like it's etched in the wood.
It looks like it's etched in the wood.
Well, taking another drink for tree.
Sun came through the leaves, lit them up like it was on fire.
Oh.
Right at sunset.
One of the things I read said that tree is fake, and they named it Lucille after Lucille Ball.
Hmm.
Now Rachel and Noah are back at the motel from the beginning of the movie.
Come on, pull us now, why don't you?
What the hell? It's a motherfucking well underneath the floorboards.
This tastes like well.
Wait, where did they get the axe?
There's an axe outside.
Damn. Oh, gotta take a drink for the well. Oh, I've been waiting also the whole movie to say this, because like, all right, wait, I can't say it yet because it's not the part. Ugh, I hate this whole scene. Okay, I'm just gonna say it now. You know, it turns out that the ring is, it's like when you see the cover from the well close, it's like that's when you die, you see the ring. Mm-hmm. But the ring, I mean, if you were pushing the top, a circular top onto a well and you saw a ring of light, that would mean that the top of the well was falling in. Do you understand?
I do understand.
If you could see light all on all of the edges of the circle, it would be because that top was falling down. So that doesn't make any sense.
You're right. This whole movie is fucking... it's a sham.
Okay. We see some screws coming up. Where are those screws?
Nails.
Oh, right. I remember what it is. Motherfucking screws coming up. Yeah. Gonna knock her into the well. Something's gonna knock her into the well. Yeah. Oh, look, yeah.
Oh!
Fucking baby Jessica in this bitch. Remember baby Jessica?
Of course. Remember fucking baby Jessica, okay? So you remember baby Jessica? You didn't remember.
No, I don't remember it, but I listened to a podcast where they told the story of baby Jessica, so I know all about it. Ugh. This whole scene is like, excruciating. I don't want to be... Oh, but her boobs look great. They were like, make sure that we get a sweater so that when she's wet in the well, her boobs really, like, we can just see the outline.
It's really pop, yeah. Looks like you found yourself in a haunted well, and you're gonna encounter a demon from hell. It's the ring time, everybody dancing, yeah, we're the ring time. Come on.
Ring time.
Everybody.
Ring time. You see fingernail marks on the inside of the well, and you've got a flashlight, and your boobs look hot, and your ex-boyfriend is looking, oh, you found a nail, yeah, your ex-boyfriend's trying to get someone to help you out of the well.
And you kind of stole the scene from Silence of the Lambs. And everything's sort of a little bit derivative.
Oh. And the top of the well is closing because there's magic afoot. And the your ex-boyfriend trying to help you with the fire hose. Oh. I forget if there's any jump scares in this well scene. Oh, yeah. Okay, there's a flashback. Oh, God. You know, this little girl was in Donnie Darko.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who was she?
She played...
The sister?
The little sister, who was in the dance squad.
Oh, shit.
Then the mother pushed her down the well after suffocating her. And now the reporter's seen the image and she's gonna feel bad for the little girl, but she's still evil. Yeah, she's still evil.
Wow.
Even though she died a terrible death by her mother's hands. See, you see, that's the part.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not how physics works. That's not, you know? She was still alive. I mean, it would be okay if they pushed her down the well and she was dead after suffocating her, but she was alive.
That's the worst part.
What is she looking for?
She's looking for the girl.
Yeah, there's the dead little girl because she definitely wouldn't be decomposed at this point. And it's Ova. But it's not.
No.
She's just clutching a fucking decomposing corpse.
I'm sorry, I'm just hugging this disgusting little corpse.
So, here's what fucked me up about this movie.
Your tits look great!
Okay, so here's what fucked me up about this movie. I saw this movie, and that scene happened, and I was like, okay, it's over. And then it's not over.
It's not over yet.
And the final scene scared the fucking shit out of me, especially because I didn't see it coming. Because I was like, it's over. That's the end of the movie.
Yeah. He even said it.
He
it's
just
over.
Said, it's over.
Definitely over.
Over.
How do you say it?
It's definitely over. It's definitely over. Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of doing an Australian accent.
I can't do it.
It's fucking over. And isn't that what we all want as women?
Sometimes children yell or cry or draw pictures.
Sometimes they kill people a lot. Sometimes they make a tape with their mind that kills other people.
And sometimes they make a
mind
tape.
Isn't that what we all want? And isn't that what we all want?
At the end of the day, we're all making mind tapes every day that kill a lot of every people.
Every people
alive. This dude, man.
He is really handsome.
Yeah, that's all he's capable of.
No, he's not a bad actor.
Oh, thanks, Dick.
What did he say?
He's like, can't imagine being down in a well alone like that. Okay, thanks for adding that insight.
That's
I wonder you didn't.
He's not exactly deep. I have another thing I've been waiting to say about this movie, which I'll say when the part comes up, I guess.
First of all, fuck this kid. He's done nothing but be creepy the whole time.
Yeah, he deserves to die. a terrible demon girl coming out of the TV death.
Yeah, I saw that.
You just
tell
me sometimes. I miss you in a movie.
Good one.
What happened to the girl?
Samara?
I love this.
Mm-hmm. Is she still in the dark place?
No. You set her free.
Yes, this is the best part.
You helped her?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Well, you didn't fucking say anything earlier.
What's wrong, honey?
You weren't supposed to help her.
It's okay now. She's not gonna hurt you.
Don't you understand, Rachel?
Yes. I mean, that is awesome. Like, that's an awesome thing to have this false happy ending in a horror movie, and then the kid is just like, are you fucking kidding me? You helped her? I mean, that, ugh. I mean, and this is the scariest scene. This is the scene that fucked me up. Ugh. It's coming. Oh, God. I mean, it doesn't scare me anymore because I know it's coming, but... Oh, it's so good.
It was pretty good.
I mean... No movie has ever scared me as much as this scene scared me. So good. And again, how does he have this apartment? I mean, that's crazy.
He's a photographer. Every photographer has a gigantic warehouse.
Here she comes. Oh! Her hair comes first. Mm. That stilted walk. And then she's closer. She's like, babe, get out of there. Oh yeah, the way they filmed this, she was walking backwards. It's another thing I read.
Come on, Noah.
Pick up
the goddamn phone.
It's like I'm busy.
Why are you still watching?
Why is he so close?
And there it is. Ugh. So good. Yep. It's not that scary when you
see it again.
I mean, when you've seen it a million times, but actually his face is really scary. Ruh-roh. Also, it's funny that he died on the floor, but then he's just like in a chair.
She's like, I'm going to put you in a chair just because, well, I don't want to. I just don't like leaving a mess.
I don't know if I can look at this when she turns him around. I don't know if I'm going to be able to look. But yeah, definitely. Like, why is he in the chair?
She's like, so she'll probably come in here. Best if she just turns him around in the chair.
Okay, I'm not going to look at the face.
No, I'm going to look.
Okay, I'm not looking. Am I going to look? No. Oh, right, they show it later. That's right. You're not really supposed to put stuff into those fireplaces.
That's the thing, yeah.
Into those gas fireplaces with the fake logs. Get there. Get there. Are you there yet?
What? Oh.
Oh, there you are. And?
Because it, you, it's coming together.
Da copy. If only you'd realized that, I don't know, a day ago.
So wait, what is it though?
It's that she made a copy of the tape and that and she showed it to someone. So that's what Samara wants, is for people to make copies of the tape. That's why it's like It Follows. It's almost sensual how she's guiding her son's hands to make the copy.
They showed it for a second.
The face? No, don't put it back. I don't...
There he is.
Baby, I didn't want to see it.
Sorry. It won't stop.
Why are you putting it back?
I want to see his face. Oh, oh, shit.
You missed it.
It's hard. It's hard to...
Okay, so I got it this it's right time. After But I Do. Right?
You don't want to hurt anyone.
But I do. And face. I mean, no, it's not that scary when you pause on it. And, you know, that's what, at the time, my best friend Alex told me. She was like, if you pause it on the really scary part, then you can stare at it and you can see, you know, how it's not actually that scary.
It's going to keep going, isn't it?
Yeah, kid, that's not our problem.
Don't worry, sweetie. You're going to be okay. What about the person you showed it to? What happens to them?
Yeah, probably they're going to die.
They're not going to have a great time. Well.
Oh, that's the end. Okay. So, what I wanted to say, because I've thought about this movie a whole lot, is that it's interesting that they go through this whole rigmarole and they, like, find out her backstory and they, you know, meet her dad and they find out what happened and they find out that she was wronged.
She's like, you're free now.
And they find out that she was wronged. And none of it mattered. Nope. It did not matter at all. And it's also like they're trying to make this girl into an empathetic character, which to a degree she is, but also she's evil. She was evil the whole time. And that's it. Like, she says that it won't stop and that she wants to hurt people and she's sorry. And so it's like none of that all mattered. And she's evil. You know?
Yep. She really was.
Do you have any thoughts?
No, I just want to do a little credit singing.
You want to do some?
Yeah.
All right, so.
I want to do a little credit singing. Are we going to credit sing? You ready?
Yes. Wait, no, yeah. God, don't put it back so far. Okay. Well, so you can
hold on,
start.
I'm going to start there. I'm going to start back there. With a good credit singing.
Is this something we're going to do every time now?
Directed by Gore Verbinski. Screenplay by Ethan Coogler. Produced by Walter F. Parks and Laurie MacDonald. Executive producers Mike McCarty and Roy Lee. Naomi Watts. E. Martin Anderson.
Okay. Went Spanish accent?
David Dorfman. Hi, it's me, Dave. Richard Lineback.
David Chase. That's the girl.
Lindsay Frost.
Polly Parrott.
Amber Tamblyn. Shout out Amber. Sarah, Rachel Bella, Shannon Cochran. DreamWorks Production Presentation. Oh.
Anyway, we don't need to credit sing
Unit
anymore.
Production manager Bill Johnson.
Sweetie. I want to talk about the movie.
First assistant director and associate producer, Bonita Allen Honus. Second assistant director, Frederick Roth. We got him. We got everyone in the credits.
Yes.
Cass, Rachel, Noah, Aiden, Richard, Dr. Grasnick, Ruth, Katie, Becca, Samara, Adam Morgan, teacher, innkeeper, girl teen number one, girl teen number two, male teen number one, Harvey, Beth, doctor, library clerk, Donna, babysitter, grad student, orderly, cashier,
sweet,
girl on ferry, girl's father, ship's mate, ferry worker, Dave, painter, nurse, Cal, Darby, mourner number one, mourner number two, librarian, stunt coordinator, horse stunt sequence coordinator.
All right.
Boom. Woo!
I mean, there's a whole bunch of other
we
names in the credits.
Everybody in that motherfucker.
No, you didn't. There's the helicopter pilot.
Oh, you dare me to go
through
the whole thing?
Actually, I don't want you to do that. So let's just...
Helicopter pilot.
Stop.
Robert Sajonk.
Baby, shut up. All right. Do you have any thoughts on the movie? Anything you want to share? Talk about the movie?
I just think it's a cautionary tale. If, and this is not maybe the type of cautionary tale that you may think. It's a cautionary tale. What I would say is to other sort of demons or hellspawns, if you're going to murder, just do everyone a favor. Keep it simple. Some sort of simple device. When the moonlight is out, you know.
I think maybe what you're trying to say is like, don't make your problems other people's problems. You know,
no,
if you're going
to
kill
them.
No,
that's not what I'm trying to say.
Well,
no,
then, okay, fine. Then this
kill.
Is what
you
I...
Make problem. Well, I'm not done finishing. You asked me what I thought.
All right.
And here's the thing. She's got a thing where she kills somebody after you watch a videotape and get a phone call a week later, and there's water involved.
It's a lot of stuff involved.
It's just a lot. It's convoluted. You know, keep your murder and vengeance simple, clean, elegant.
What I'm saying is that maybe don't, you know, put all your shit on everybody else before they die, because that's all she does. And it's like, you know, she's showing them the
right.
dead horses,
right.
all the shit. She's leading them down this rabbit hole. And it's like, if it's all for nothing, then what's the point? Then just keep it to yourself. It's so angsty.
I agree.
She's like, oh, my parents didn't love me because I put visions in their head. And, oh, they made me sleep in a barn. And then, oh, my God, they killed me by pushing me down a well. And I was alive for a week.
I agree. No, it's annoying. And here's the thing. If you're the son of the protagonist... and you know that that your mother's not supposed to help, just give a little bit more information.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't really say anything. The kid just
maybe
didn't
spend
tell
a little
her.
Less time just like scratching out these well drawings.
And he was obnoxious. You know, every time she'd ask him, he'd just be like, "What? Of course.
Like,
what are you talking
Rachel.
About? It's Rachel, the girl.
No, Samara's the girl.
It's whatever. It's the girl. We all know what we're talking about here, of course. And the mother's like, "No, I don't, because I've been running around trying to figure this shit out. If you know something, tell me." And he's just like, "Of course you know. You know what I'm talking about, right?" And then she's like, "Well, I put her to rest." And the kid is like, "Oh shit, I meant to tell you. Huge mistake. Don't help her."
But also that's the thing, is that she quote unquote helped her, but it would have been the same either way.
That's right. It was all it really didn't
It doesn't matter.
Matter
if she helped her.
It really didn't matter. She'd be better off. She should have just kicked her right in her fucking
It didn't
ghost
change
face.
Anything.
It really didn't.
So, anyway, that's The Ring.
That is The Ring.
I'm kind of obsessed with this movie. So,
I'm definitely I wouldn't categorize myself as obsessed with this movie. I'd say that this movie was, at the time, I do remember those scenes being genuinely creepy, particularly the last scene.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. But I don't know, it really doesn't hold up that well.
I think it holds up
it's
well.
It's still kind of an interesting movie.
It's really, I think it's
okay.
scary.
Yeah,
I think
like
if I watched this movie for the first time today, I would think it was scary. I would be scared.
I'm starting to doubt her dedication to Sparkle Motion, though, I'll tell you that.
That's funny.
Yeah. I see it now.
Yeah.
I wonder if she went on to do anything.
I think she got hot. I did read that that as part of the marketing for this movie, they made, you know, they had tapes or DVDs of the tape from the movie,
mm-hmm.
and they would like put them at concerts and stuff, and just like leave them around at concerts. And apparently it also used to be a special feature of the DVD that somehow you could just watch the tape, right, like what's on the tape. But if you were watching it, you couldn't pause and you couldn't fast forward. And the only way that you could stop it was to turn off your TV, which is kind of creepy.
And it would kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Well, as part of the promotion, they were killing people. They would kill people in 7 days. They had a whole team of operators that were monitoring who watched the movie, and then they would call you 7 days later. It's pretty cool.
People thought it was risque at that time, that type of marketing.
Yeah, but now it's just like, you know, it's old hat. I mean, that's, everybody does that.
Now the special feature is death.
Okay, well, anyway, that's our podcast on
Peace
the ring.
Out. Next one's mine, huh?
Next one's yours.
Yeah, motherfucker.
The Panducto Quarren cast is created by Jamie Moline and me, Emily Panic. Editing and production is by me. If you like the podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe. And thanks for listening. Okay, see you next time.